Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Western Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today is a special off-season edition of the Character Chronicles. Why? Because the spring game just happened this past Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, so I figured we should talk about it now, right here, right now, because that's what I want to talk about, and that's what the people want to talk about. I'm getting all sorts of questions. The most common question I have received is, Adam, what excited you the most from what you saw during the spring game, and what are the biggest things the Huskers need to continue to work on going forward? I went back and watched the game for a second time, and there were two things that stuck out to me that I saw as extreme positives and two things that the Huskers clearly need to work on going forward. First and foremost, the defensive backs. They played really well. And I've heard good things about them all spring. When I've been to practice, they looked good. Lamar Jackson is a guy who really turned it around after being benched last year. He's 6'2". He can run. He's a guy who has NFL potential all over him, and he's starting to play like it. DiCaprio Boodle was one of the best DBs in the entire Big Ten last year. JoJo Doman, also, he's a Cinco back. He comes off the edge. He's kind of a safety. He's all over the place. So I kind of throw him in this mix a little bit. Those three guys in the entire defensive backfield played really, really well. Now, that also kind of feeds into how the receivers may or may not have played, but I'll get to them in just a minute. Next up is the defensive line. We have seven guys on this defensive line with starting or major game time experience. Carlos Davis, Khalil Davis, Ben Steele, Darian Daniels, Damian Daniels, all sorts of brothers. Deontre Thomas and Deshaun Neal, who's a guy who looks the part. It's time to step up for him going into his senior season, but they were getting pushed. They were knocking the O-line back. There wasn't a whole lot of places for this spread, fast-paced, up-tempo offense to run, and I know it was a limited offensive playbook for the spring game for obvious reasons. It was also a limited defensive playbook. A lot of it was your base offensive calls, your base defensive calls, and it's man-on-man, one-on-one. Who's winning the battle as a wide receiver with DB position? Who's winning the battle, O-line, D-line? The D-line clearly won on Saturday. Our offense, the red and the white team, both averaged just over 3 yards per carry. That's pretty good if you're a defensive guy. Maybe not so much if you're an offensive guy. So the defense, we've heard about them this spring. They played pretty well during the spring game. Here are the two things we need to improve on, focus on, get better on going forward into the 2019 football season, the wide receivers. All right, now, all sorts of wide receivers caught balls, but there was only one wide receiver who had three catches. Everyone else had less than three catches. Now, there were four players who had three catches, but three of them were running backs. And three catches isn't a ton. So that means we're spreading the ball all over the yard. That's great, but it also means nobody's really stepping up, especially when your running backs are some of your leading receivers in a game. All right, so the wide receivers, I've talked about them before. They really have to step up going forward. That could be in part due to how the defensive backs played as well. So give them credit. The offensive line, I talked about it. With the defensive line playing well, it means the offensive line didn't. So give the D-line credit, but the offensive line's got to get better. Now, I've talked about this before leading up into the spring game. What we saw on Saturday is that we need to find a center. We need to find an offensive guard. And even the two tackles and guard that we believe will be starting for us this year, they got to play a little bit better. Right, the offensive line, the wide receivers got to get better. Defensive line, DBs, they won the battle pretty much throughout the spring and especially during the spring game on Saturday. Now, if my shirt looks familiar, it's because I wore it on Character Live on Sunday night, the show that is for the people, unpredictable and unlike anything else out there. If you missed it, I reposted it to my Facebook and Twitter timeline. Go back and check out Character Live. I love interacting with Husker fans. There are no better fans under God's hot sun. It's always one of my favorite shows that I do. Each and every week, whenever there's a Nebraska football game, I gave my grade for the Husker spring game during that show, and it was a B. Now, I go into more depth during that show as to why it was a B, but I want to hear what your grade is for the Huskers after you watch the spring game. Again, best fans of the God's hot sun, I want to hear what you have to say. Hit me up. Tomorrow, quarterbacks coach Mario Vidusco joins me. We talk about Adrian Martinez, Luke McCaffrey, Andrew Bunch, Matt Masker. He drops his name. We talk about Noah Vedra. We break down the quarterback room as a whole, and we break down Adrian Martinez specifically as well. So check that out Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, Facebook, Twitter, omaha.com/character. Until then, go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.